It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God, he's a convict.
Ex-convict.
I prefer miscreant.
We keep losing ground to W-O-O-K.
We can make up the lost ground on OK, sir. I mean, we have a very exciting slate. Great music.
Sounds good, but it's not working. What's the problem?
Problem is we've lost touch with the real D.C. in our attempts to win over the Beltway. This has always been a station of the people. And in case you forgot, most of the people don't live in Georgetown.
Yeah, but the people who live in Georgetown do shop at Giant Foods and Woody's. Sponsors that pay your salary?
No. I pay his salary and yours. Maybe I should start paying your salary to him.
Ooh.
Scary, right?
Radio. What would life be without it? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, listen, we're going to do our worst songs of all time on Friday's BYOB show. Tell us yours now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's on the homepage on the right side. That's right beside the photo of the day. We'll tabulate and have the results on the show this Friday. What you think is the worst song of all time. Vote now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And then Rob's going to gather all the songs and our finals, and they'll be there, 10 to 15 of them. We'll have them for you on Friday's show with the little people running around.
I can't wait.
Little wee men everywhere you go. So it should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Let's get our final segment of Buzz Burbank, a final full segment right now. Here he is, Mr. Burbank himself.
Ah, summer in the pastoral fields of central Washington State.
Oh, God.
Grapes grow there.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, Orson.
But the state patrol believes that marijuana is about to overtake grapes in profit this year. Pot growers are no longer hiding their plants between rows of corn or in secluded spots in our national parkland.
Where's this?
In Washington, Central Washington State.
Central Washington State, a beautiful place to be.
Really the best part of the state.
The Fruit Bowl, they call it.
Sure. Well, we get calls from Spokane. I'm not sure. Where's that? Isn't that towards, I have no idea. Geographically, I am clueless about an affiliate.
Spokane is sort of like the middle, upper, western, northern part.
We'll find out if we get some potheads calling in from Spokane.
They're trying to dial now, but they can't figure it out.
Amen. I'm funny. These keyboards are funny.
Instead, they're buying up farms, these pot growers, in the vineyards of central Washington State to grow fields of it. Many of the new owners live in Mexico, so they were nowhere to be found as drug enforcement teams removed hundreds of thousands of plants worth well over $100 million.
We have a tape from one of the farm owners, actually.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
He doesn't even sound Mexican.
He really likes it, though.
He's a lucky man. Mm-hmm. It isn't even harvest time yet. Grapes bring in about $144 million a year in Washington State, making them that state's 11th biggest cash crop. The state also grows apples and pears, of course.
Washington State apples. Who hasn't heard about that?
Well, sure. They're wonderful.
Rob.
Yeah, Mike.
Washington also grows a lot of hops, which, by the way, is a member of the cannabis family.
Bite your tongue.
No, it's true.
That's horrible.
It's true.
It's very, very
but
true.
It's very true, but I don't care. He's trying to make pot beer.
That's different.
He's trying to make marijuana beer. He's trying to make the beer that I love into marijuana.
No, am I trying to make beer pot? Which is it?
Huh? Man, I just drank a six-pack, and I'm so hungry.
Buzz, you just said that it's not harvest time. When is the proper harvest time for that stuff?
We're approaching it. It's coming up in late September, I would say.
I see.
That's when Buzz takes his long weekend and goes out there for the big harvest dance.
That's right, with his big knife, big machete.
And with his own days in office numbered, President Bush is going after another endangered species. The White House has proposed an extreme makeover of the Endangered Species Act. What could possibly go wrong?
Like they're going to take animals off and put other animals on, or they're just going to eliminate endangered species so they're not protected anymore?
Here's how it would work. It would be a case-by-case basis. You see, under the Bush administration proposal, federal agencies would get to decide which species are endangered instead of leaving it to independent scientific reviews as we have always done.
Which has worked perfectly well.
It's worked all right.
I mean, but the independent scientists, correct me if I'm wrong, sometimes they'll, weren't alligators endangered a little while back and now they're not anymore?
I know one that's off the list that was bald eagles.
Bald eagles?
Bald eagles have made an amazing bounce.
They've made a comeback. I think it's worked pretty well. I don't think you need to tweak
Right. The White House says, however, this will speed up our dam and construction, highway construction projects.
Such language.
Okay, I get it. Uh-huh. I understand what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just to, you know, in the interest of progress, we're going to... And of course, liberals are labeled as tree huggers and snowy owl lovers and all that kind of
and
stuff.
And as you notice, we've been building so many new highways and dams that this has to take place.
Yeah, this is the priority. Okay, this is what... God, I swear to God.
He still has time left.
It feels like it's an agenda again. It's an agenda that we're dealing with here. I mean, is it really relevant to the roads development? Is it really...
The administration believes it is.
So you're going to be what? You're going to be building all the roads right through moose country? Is that where it's going to be?
They could just decide with a given animal, a given species, not so endangered.
I just don't know.
Wouldn't it be fun to have a nice big dam around here, though?
A dam?
Yeah.
Like a dam with like a lake?
Yeah.
Or watch it fill up?
Dam something.
We could do that here.
What, here in the radio station?
Isn't there a brook right around the corner somewhere? Isn't there like a little stream?
Let's build a dam.
Want to build a dam, you and me?
Sure, yeah, but a nice one.
A really quality one.
Oh, like with bricks?
No, cement.
Oh, good.
That'd like get good. A cement truck. You know, it's manual labor, Rob.
Sure.
You and I will supervise.
Well, then what we'll need is to build El Dam.
El Damo. Should be. We'll make it out of drywall.
Just don't.
Greenboard.
What could go wrong?
Right.
Just don't endanger any species, okay?
They're the salamander.
The only thing that'll be endangered is boredom.
It probably, as always.
That's right, because it'll be a nonstop excitement.
It probably will not surprise you, but should be reported anyway, that most companies don't pay federal income taxes. In fact, a new study for Congress shows that 2/3 of U.S. corporations paid no federal income taxes between 1998.
I know what this is.
And 2005.
This is loopholes.
It could be about that. I think that might be what we're ramping up to.
Really,
here.
You think?
I'm a smart guy. Loopholes.
Does Mr. Hughes know about these loopholes?
Oh, yes, I do. I've got an office full of them. Hi, this is
that's his middle name,
Michael Loophole Hughes.
Don't you have a suit made of loopholes?
I do. As a matter of fact, it's much like that crazy guy that sells things on TV.
Oh, Matthew Lesko.
Matthew Lesko has question marks. I have loopholes
all over your suit.
Yes, a lovely lime green suit with loopholes.
Good
on
to
it.
See you, Michael Hughes.
Why are we making him the rich guy all of a sudden?
He's the boss.
Michael Loophole Hughes.
He's a symbol.
Right.
1.2 million American businesses paid no income tax in 2005. As for foreign companies doing business in the U.S., 68% of them don't pay taxes either.
They give a reason why?
Because, in many cases, there are tax credits, there are tax breaks.
And they put investment back in, and they buy stuff with their profits, so they don't have to pay income tax on it, because it's a write-off. It's write-offs primarily,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It's not that they're avoiding paying or sneaking around paying. It's that they're not paying because it's allowed.
I say F 'em!
And altogether, foreign and domestic, they reported trillions of dollars in sales over that period. Quoting one Democratic congressman, "It's shameful so many corporations make big profits and pay nothing to support the country."
But those oil prices are going down, right?
They are.
I'm very happy
they
about
are,
that.
In fact. In fact, it's helped the stock market as well, and the dollar has gotten stronger.
That's okay.
See, what did I tell you, Mike?
Yeah, you said, Rob said all along, all these doomsayers, mm-hmm. all these naysayers, Rob said everything's going to be just fine, and then he said, make sure you hate the listeners.
And I said, good luck, Michael Phelps. But it was good luck finding the stadium. That was what it was.
Good luck playing checkers against Rob.
Huh. Well, it turns out you can't take a gun into the Atlanta airport after all. For a while there, you could if you had a license. A gun-toting Georgia lawmaker pushed for and got a law that allowed licensed guns to be carried at all airports, parks, restaurants, and mass transit in Georgia.
Yeah.
But a U.S. District Court judge has overruled a new law, at least as it concerns Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
You know, speaking of guns and watching my favorite show, Locked Up Abroad, which I think was a repeat last night, probably a real good idea if you're going to smuggle drugs. Don't do it in Venezuela. Don't go to a Venezuelan prison. You know what the biggest difference in a Venezuelan prison? You know, they always have the shanks in prison.
Sure.
The shivs that they use there. You know what they have in Venezuelan prisons?
What?
Guns.
Oh.
Handguns.
That doesn't sound right.
Like three, four guys. They were talking about three or four guys getting whacked a week. In the prison there.
Sounds like a security breach.
Not fun. Not
we
a fun place to go.
Revisit that. Let's revisit that.
Yeah, a little strange one last. My favorite show, Locked Up Abroad. You know, don't do that. Okay.
In Washington, D.C., cops armed with radar guns are out to catch a special kind of speeder, the kind who drives a Metro City bus.
Mm-hmm.
Since the crackdown began recently, more than 150 tickets have been written to bus drivers, and 5 of the drivers have been suspended.
Are you surprised by this?
I'm not.
No. I mean, do you ever see bus drivers, not only the ones in the city, mm-hmm. but the bus drivers that are out on the highways, absolutely insane. Yeah. Absolutely insane speeds on some of these buses. And in New York City, when I was there last weekend, absolutely phenomenal speeds that these
guys
travel
at. That's why I ride them.
Yeah, because they get there.
In fact, I'm usually telling the driver, faster.
That's right. If you talk to Buzz Burbank, you probably got there on a bus.
That's his nickname, by the way, Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank.
That's right, yeah. Right. Officials say the idea is not to punish the drivers, but to educate them.
Of course.
And finally, in Japan, police have arrested a man who attacked and robbed two people while wearing a Winnie the Pooh costume.
Oh, yellow shirt.
Police say he became offended when he noticed his soon-to-be victim staring at him. The young man in the Pooh costume says he had run out of clean clothes.
Pooh, so good for you.
Oh, shampoo.
Now, as Grayson Clevenger led police on a chase through Minnesota and Wisconsin, his cell phone kept ringing. Somebody kept calling him, and it was getting on his nerves, so he didn't even bother to see who was calling when he answered his phone and said, "Dude, I can't talk now. I'm being chased by the police." This helped no one, of course, since it was the police who were calling him.
Yes, sir.
And we turn to Florida for one of the oddest car wrecks ever involving children, a naked lady, and a bicycle.
Wow.
Sunday night, 34-year-old Holly K. Highfield deliberately ran her car into a woman on a bike. Then Holly K. got out of her car, pulled a third party out of their car, which caused it to smash into her own car, which is where police found the four kids she was babysitting while she was drunk.
What about the naked part?
She'll be fine.
Well, who was naked?
The Holly K.
Oh, she was naked whole time?
Yeah.
Because he teased it with naked,
yeah,
with
the
naked lady.
For
so
the naked.
Holly was the naked lady.
That's right.
Well, that's important.
It sure is.
Thank you, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Tomorrow on the big program, we will have a woman who was stalked by a man for 10 years and wrote about it. Kind of scary stuff. Also, David Carradine, star of Spike TV's Kung Fu Killer, and also Bill. You remember from the Kill Bill movies.
Yeah.
Our thanks to Zach Efron of NASCAR, that Landon Castle fella.
Yeah.
Also, Doris Probst, the female winner of the National Hog Calling Contest.
Yeehaw.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show's Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Bus Riding Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara. Here we go. This is kind of a marathon here. Another show is in the books. No more Beth Ann long-faced looks. What a pleasure to sit and chat with hog-calling champions, big and fat. The 5 and 10 challenge didn't test you. We'll punch it up, and then we'll best you. NASCAR dreamboat Landon Castle took our questions without a hassle. We debated tats and all our sanity. Get one for love or get one for vanity. But when all is said, at the end of the day, we'll look to ourselves to find a way. Because we care. And because we're free, and because we tackle our job with glee. So adios, adieu, until the next one. Someone make sure Katie doesn't get a gun. I blew it at the end. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Good. Let me tell you how I was supposed to read that, okay?
All right, yeah, please.
So adios, adieu, until the next one. Someone make sure Katie doesn't get a gun.
Much better.
There you go. I did it right. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.